This is a quick summary from Mishnah Berurah, starting Siman Resh Mem Dal. Do the first part of Seif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Posek Adam Ma'eno Yehudi Alam Alachav Akotitz Damim Va'eno Yehudi Atzma Osala Atzma. So what you can do is you can have a set salary for a non-Jew to do work for you, and he can choose when he wants to work. Ve'afal Pishiosu B'Shabbos, he can even work on Shabbos Mutter, that's going to be Mutter. This is only talking about when it's in private. Not everybody who's seeing it knows that this is being done for the sake of a Jew on Shabbos. Problem is, people are not going to know exactly what the financial arrangement was, and they're going to say that the Jew hired this non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos. So again, this is a repeat of a lot of the ideas we spoke about in Siman Resh Mem Gimel. Mishnah Berurah summarizes some of these ideas in Sifkat and Beis. He points out that once is a set amount of money, so we say that the non-Jew is working adaita denafshe. He's not working for the sake of the Jew, and he just needs to get the job done. If he would say, you have to specifically work for me on Shabbos, that would certainly be prohibited. And then in Sifkat and Gimel, he points out that if you'd be doing it in public in a place where people would not know that it's owned by a Jew, that would also be mutter. Along these lines, in the Dirshu footnotes, he points out that Rav Moshe holds that if there's a Jewish-owned bank that's in a totally non-Jewish area, if the non-Jewish manager of the bank wants to go in and do work on Shabbos, he's allowed to, because that's considered mutter, and there's no even isser of marasayin, since there's no Jews around who could recognize that this is a Jewish-owned bank and that you're not supposed to be going in there on Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, Lefichach haposeg im eino Yehudi livnos lo chatzero oksalo o liktro bosadeu im hoiso hamalacha b'medina if you have this guy doing work on your yard, on your walls, or to harvest your field, if this was being done in a place where there were Jews, within the tchum of the area where there were Jews, you're not allowed to allow him to do this on Shabbos, because the people who see it will not understand what the salary arrangement was, and therefore it's going to be a shiloh of Maris Ein. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here that in general, if something is attached to the ground, we assume people know it belongs to the Jew. Then in Sifkat and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though normally the way you dole out the salary for a field is with a sharecropper arrangement, here it's different, because when it comes time to collect the profits, this guy is not going to be collecting any profits since he's a salaried worker. Even though he's not being paid by the day, still people will not know that. They'll just say that, like, how come he's not collecting any of the profits? Must be he's a salaried worker and is getting specifically paid to do work on Shabbos. And then in the middle of the Sifkatan, he points out that there are those who are makel when it's standard practice in the entire city that everybody works on a flat rate and people don't get salaries to work on Shabbos. So there is that room to be makel. And then he sends you to the Shaarei Tshuva, who has a comment from the No de Bihuda. The No de Bihuda was dealing with a case on Chol HaMoed Sukkis where the fellow's roof was broken, and if he didn't hire the goy to fix his roof, so he was going to be in big trouble for the entirety of the winter, and therefore it was mutter. He said it was mutter to hire a non-Jew with kablanus. He said that, you know, obviously not to give him a salary to work on Shabbos and Yantif, but he could hire him as a flat rate that he should fix the roof, so he should have a good roof in time for the winter, and he shouldn't have a Jewish person standing over him watching him do the work. But it would be mutter under the circumstances, because it was a necessity, and therefore we weren't so hoshish for the Marasayan.